Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Has the ball. Spins it in his hands. Free throw up. It's good. It's over. Team LeBron has won the 69th NBA All-Star Game. 157-155 over Team Giannis.
I told my team I was going to miss the first one and put a little bit more pressure on myself here at home. So I made it look good. I made the miss look good, back rim. And then, you know, went up to the line, crowd going crazy. The team down is booing me. You know, Trae Young coming on the floor, touching my hand. And so I just wanted to make sure I put a little extra pressure on myself to knock down the second one.
Happy Monday, everybody.
No President's Day off for us.
Happy President's Day.
Happy President's Day.
Only show, by the way.
You guys should thank Tobin for that.
I got hoodwinked.
No, you made the call too quick.
I know.
So we're sitting there with Galen.
Galen.
Right? We're sitting there. He says, hey, what are you guys going to do on President's Day? So Tobin does this thing. What do you want to do? And he's looking at me. I'm like, I don't know. It's your call, dude.
Because mostly, because here's the reason. I don't want to bail on you. Because it's not a day I need off. Like, I don't.
Wait. Hold on. Let's be clear. Has it ever stopped you before?
I didn't take Martin Luther King Day off out of respect. President's Day, I have no respect for. But I decided, I was just like, I kind of feel like working. I don't know.
It's not that big of a deal to work.
I figured, Leroy, you would be working anyway, because you always say, if you're here, you're going to
right.
work.
That's
exactly
what I thought. And so
exactly.
I didn't want to sit here and just be like, yeah, just leave you.
Here, like, for future situations like this, we need to have that conversation away from the boss.
Well, here's the thing. He's got this dumb office now. Like, and so I don't.
He flags you down because it's open.
I don't feel like I'm ever in meetings because it's just like, first of all, everything is a drive-by in that place now. It's just like,
oh, yeah.
Vroom, vroom, vroom. So he's like doing like 9 meetings at once with people. So it doesn't feel like you ever really have anything official. So when he asked me, oh, do you want to work? I'm like, yeah, what do you want to do? I didn't know that it was official lock-in. Like, ha, gotcha. I was like, hey, I didn't know this was the real deal, man.
Hey, you have to learn the phrase wiggle room. Well, you should know. Mr. May have dodged a bullet. I can't understand how a guy says something like that. May have dodged a bullet and then say, I got locked in. Never get locked in. Peacock Pirate gets locked
in. We could have gone afterwards and just be like, never mind. But I was fine.
Yeah.
I was fine with work. What was I going to do today? Stay home and watch my kids? No, thanks.
You can bring him with you. You can be like daddy daycare.
Well, Rebecca, do they not have school today?
No.
Oh, because my kids have school.
Really?
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do. Swear to God.
In Palm Beach?
In Palm Beach, they have school.
Where the president lives?
Because if my wife was off, my wife's been pissed that I've been working on company holidays because she's off. I would have probably taken off, but I was like, hey, are you guys working President's Day? She goes, yeah. I was like, all right, I guess I'll work.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you have a president that lives
in
Palm Beach?
Right? He's there all the time.
All the time.
Yeah. Anyway, well, let's get some headlines.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
I believe he was in Daytona yesterday.
I did. Oh, yeah. I saw him. He did good on the start your engines thing.
Wait, did you see they had the presidential limo
and they did
going around the thing? How fast was that thing going?
12 miles an hour.
No. I think the pace car goes 90. You don't realize it. The pace car goes like 90 miles an hour. You remember the one when it crashed? Did you ever see the pace car that crashed?
I don't think I have seen that.
Ooh,
one.
Mercedes lost control. Quite unfortunate.
I don't think so. What do we got, Robbie? What are some headlines for today?
So how about that fourth quarter last night in the All-Star game?
Yeah,
defense.
How about it? You know what? Didn't watch a sink out of it. You
Me neither. I crapped out at third quarter.
You know what I crapped out of? Halftime. Chance the Rapper. I didn't realize this was a Super Bowl. How long of a performance?
They do it every. They do it all the time.
Nah, this one felt longer. You know what I think it was? The Common intro was like a good hour. And I'm not saying that he was didn't do a good job. They really ramped up the festivities here this year, it felt like.
Tobin, somebody just said my kids are off. I'm in Palm Beach County.
Nope. So you're telling me my wife's going to school today? She doesn't know she has off?
You might want to check.
Hasn't she done that before?
She might have.
I'm telling you. It's a national holiday. Banks are closed, everything.
I'm with you. I was surprised, too.
Surprised? I mean, you better... I don't want to put nothing in your head.
Listen, I would worry of an affair if the kids weren't there. Trust me.
I don't know.
all of a sudden, the kids are off at grandma's. I got something to worry about. Milkman's coming over.
Yeah, I'm like wow.
Because I was somewhere for the second quarter, and then it was halftime when I was leaving, and it took me like 30 minutes or something to get back home. Like, oh, I'm definitely missing part of the third quarter. I get back, and the third quarter's tipping off. So it was a really, really long halftime show.
It was a really long halftime show. Really long halftime show. But it was, people seem to like it. That's the reaction
I
gave.
It's not going to last.
Like, really?
It was fun, but you should have seen it. There was bodies thrown to the floor every single play. That's going to be fun in games until somebody gets hurt in the All-Star game, and then they're going to go back to the way it was.
Basketball.
I thought it was fun.
You can't get here. I don't want to hear about getting hurt when you're doing something you've been doing your whole life. Okay, what about when Paul George broke his leg pretty severely?
Right.
In the Olympics. Should everybody stop playing in
the
Olympics?
How about the All-Star game where Derek Jones, the slam dunk where Derek Jones Jr. is jumping a gazillion feet over Bam Adebayo?
A guy who always injures a hip or ankle or knee jumping.
Well, you can't tell me we weren't all super nervous with what was going on there.
Teacher planning.
Wait, what?
That's what the guy just said.
Teacher planning. All right. That makes sense.
Yeah, but yeah, I figured would it be a teacher work day on a national
followed
holiday?
Followed by, I think your old lady seeing her other man.
Yeah, maybe. Oh, well.
Yeah, and in this fourth quarter, I believe Team John has made like one field goal. Like all their points were from the free throw line. They could not score. It was
because none of them could really shoot.
Nick Nurse, terrible job coaching in the fourth quarter.
Really?
Didn't make a single sub.
Spo wouldn't have messed that up. Congratulations, Nick Nurse.
Jimmy Butler and Bam were on the bench the whole fourth quarter.
I was happy about that when I woke up.
Yeah.
Because I saw Bam started the second half because I felt like in the second quarter he didn't play at all. Because Jimmy's first appearance, I mean, he was throwing the ball all over the place. He had like four turnovers in like 2 minutes.
Yeah.
It was crazy. But when I woke up and I saw they play like 13 minutes, I was like, good. I don't want them to play.
Yeah, no, that fourth quarter, you would have not wanted him out there.
Yeah, good. I'm happy about that. Jimmy Butler got a huge ovation in Chicago, man. Huge ovation.
Look, everybody likes him except the spoiled little young basketball players.
I know. It's great.
Like, yeah, man. Like, you know what? You know what Chicago likes? Winning.
Yep.
And guess what? You think they appreciate Jimmy Butler? The greatest player of all time. Knock somebody out.
So great.
Knock somebody out. And they said, that's Jordan.
Damage is done, my friend.
Steve Kerr, why'd your face get in the way of his fist? Right?
That's tough.
That's what it was. That a big deal? No, not at all. Knocked him out.
What else you got, Robbie?
So, yeah, there was also stuff Saturday night, too. The Heat winning two of the three contests on Saturday night with Bam Adebayo winning the skills competition and then Derek Jones winning the dunk contest.
Yeah,
are we most disappointed that dunks didn't?
We got the sweep.
You can definitely tell the nerves.
Not even the sweep. It's just that of all the guys that you thought. Here's what I thought. I thought Derek Jones Jr., and Duncan Robinson, those guys are going to be in it.
No, Bam was definitely the biggest surprise out of everybody.
Because he has to make the three-pointer. Like, you know, you don't think he's going to make the three-pointer.
I mean, dude, he was a sniper. He was a sniper. I'm so proud of our guy.
Now you start thinking, Jimmy Butler's like, hey, man, I need to see one out of you every game.
I know.
He can shoot it.
It's like, hey, guess what? That death thing, it's going to start paying up. You better start taking these threes.
Yeah, at one point, Boss wasn't taking threes, and then he was starting taking threes all the time.
That's what I've been saying, though, with him. I'm just like, listen, you got to take these little baby Bosch steps. That's why Bosch is the sensei in the offseason. yeah, it made me so happy. I wanted to start seeing these little jumpers because that you're going to see in the playoffs, that's how they're going to defend him. Just like Joel Embiid, whenever he faces him, he backs right off of him. He's going to have to nail a few of them. It is going to have to be part of his game that develops.
But he has to do it because he can. Look, Hassan took threes, right? but if it is part of what he does, stop treating him like sometimes the offensive sets, they almost treat him like a big man. Like, they don't use his versatility at all. So put him in positions where, like, well, they demand that he takes that shot.
They don't use his versatility as far as him maybe make him going to score. I mean, they do as far as him running the offense.
Right, sure. But still, add that to the mix. Add that to it. It's going to make all these avenues because he's a tall dude, so he can see a lot of things. But if he has that threat, what does that do for everybody else?
Huge.
But if they just look at him as a facilitator and don't even consider him as a shooter, then it limits your team.
What else you got, Robbie? We'll get more into this, the fiasco that was Saturday night next segment.
Speaking of Chris Bosh, apparently he was not named a finalist for
pure garbage.
The NBA Hall of Fame.
Pure garbage. There's nothing. It's so trash that he's not even a finalist. What are we talking about?
But there's no limit on finalists, right? Like this.
I don't know if there's a limit on finalists. All I know is he's in a situation where he should be a shoo-in to the Hall of Fame, and the fact that he's not even a finalist is a joke.
Basketball Hall of Fame, too.
I know. That's the thing that I found even basketball. Like, basketball lets everybody in. Yeah. Everybody. And he's deserving as it is. Like, think about this. If this guy is playing today, he's playing on Saturday. He's playing on Sunday. He's playing last night. He's in his gazillionth All-Star game. And the fact that you don't have him in the Hall of Fame first go-around, everybody's like, oh, not a first ballot to me, man. It's Tim Duncan, Kevin Garnett. No. I don't want to hear it. Everybody is eligible at the same time. He should be in the Hall of Fame. It's garbage. More of that later. What else you got, Robbie?
Oh, and I'm sure we'll get more to this in the next segment, but I can't believe this is real. The Orlando police is investigating robbery over Eric Gordon's dunk contest that he lost.
Yeah, well, they got their priorities straight. He's got his priority. You know what? I got to get into this dunk contest because this.
Wait, before we get started, I know you're going to.
What is that?
Peacock parody.
No, that's not a thing.
Your feathers getting.
No.
Before you go there.
Don't make that sound again.
Before you go there, you're telling me, and look, I'm all for Derrick Jones Jr. That dude's unbelievable. You're telling me that Aaron Gordon should not have at least one dunk contest championship?
He probably could have beaten Levine back in the day.
That guy, you understand.
I'm not worried about the past.
I'm saying understanding where he's coming from. Could you understand why? Man, all the dunks that I put on, I'm not doing this anymore.
I mean, listen, sometimes you play in the era of Jordan and, you know, somebody didn't win enough MVPs. I don't know what to tell you. Them's the breaks. Them's the breaks, Aaron Gordon. 15 minutes of heat next.
15 minutes of heat.
I think he's going to do Jordan.
You mean jump from the free throw line?
Yep.
Oh, he's going to do the logo, the new logo. One step inside. He's mad because he did it so hard, but it's still a 50, brothers.
Oh, let's get to 50 minutes of heat, everybody. Brought to you by Comcast. Stay connected to your team with Xfinity, proud partner of the Miami Heat. Big All-Star Saturday night for your Miami Heat. Derrick Jones Jr. won the dunk contest. Bam Adebayo won the skills competition. Duncan Robinson did not win the three-point contest.
Although, I will say this, it's hard to go within the first two. It really is. Those guys that went at the end, knowing what you have to get.
It's a little easier.
Right. You know, well, it's not. Look, it's hard to make all those shots. Mm-hmm. But it's a little easier when you see, like, the game plan of how everybody's doing it. Because guess what? The first guy always ends up rushing because he runs out of time.
Yeah.
And then everybody speeds it up, and then they get to a rhythm. So by the time you get to the last three or four guys, they understand how the pacing works.
Tyler Hero has declared that he wants to be in the contest next year. So the baby goat has a goal in mind for him, which I'm happy about. But Bam Adebayo won the skills competition at plus 1200. He said steak dinner on him for everybody who believed in him. Really cool moment afterwards as he gave the trophy to his mom. We know Bam Adebayo, he's an incredible son, loves his mama. And so she got the trophy, which was really cool. He actually, I think, took it back because he waltzed into the arena with the trophy last night, which I love. There's a great picture of him and Derrick Jones Jr. just sitting in the locker room with their two trophies, just sitting all relaxed. It was a really cool moment. It was fun seeing that. Now, no controversy with Bam winning the skills competition. Now let's get to the meat and potatoes of Saturday night, because the All-Star game. Look, it is what it is. You guys like the format, good for you. Bam and Jimmy, they played like 10 minutes. So I'm moving on from that. Terrible coaching by Nick Nurse. Thankfully, it doesn't cost home court advantage in the NBA playoffs. No need to worry, Robbie. But Derrick Jones Jr. wins the slam dunk contest, and everybody is all pissed off because him and Aaron Gordon had a great competition between each other.
Yes.
A great showdown.
Yes.
Between two great dunkers, far and away the best two dunkers in the league. And I got to tell you what, that Pat Connaughton, is that his name? From the
Connaughton.
That guy was great too.
Yeah.
That guy was great too. I mean, you're jumping over Yelich, it ain't jumping over Bam, but even still.
Yelich is 6'4".
Yeah, all right, with cleats.
The Billy Hoyle, the white man can't jump.
It was a good props. That's, I liked it.
Look.
And then the
first of all, he only had to do half a good a job as Aaron Gordon and Derrick Jones Jr. I'm just saying.
You saying the white man curve?
I'm saying the little guy, anytime a little guy dunks, Spud Webb, who actually won it, Nate Robinson, okay? When you see them dunk, you're like, ooh, their dunk's not even, maybe not as incredible as the other guys.
Well, his dunks,
you just go, woo.
His dunks were great. Dwight Howard. There's a reason you hadn't done it in 10 years.
He looks. Now, you want to talk about stiff.
Mm-hmm. I told you, though. Stiff. I said, I'm like, how is he going to do this? He's been out with back injuries. This isn't going to go well for him.
Right.
And, you know, he was cool. He did the Superman thing. But, like, you know what that's like? This was Dwight Howard in the dunk contest. It's like the Royal Rumble when they bring back the old wrestler.
They ain't going to win, but everybody gets all.
It's a cameo.
Everybody wants to go and see Hacksaw Jim Duggan go out there and go, ho, and hit somebody with a big stick of wood. But he doesn't have quite the snap that he did in his prime. That's what Dwight Howard was. Oh, he threw on the Superman cape. Great catch from behind the backboard. But, you know, it wasn't the old Superman. All right? It was an old Superman. It wasn't the old Superman. So, let's get to Derrick Jones Jr. versus Aaron Gordon, because this is very controversial. Aaron Gordon ends up losing by a point. These guys are dunking left and right. Now, for my money, and I say this with full bias, I thought Derrick Jones Jr. was the far better dunker than Aaron Gordon. His contortion, the difficulty on his dunks, way harder. And second of all, this Aaron Gordon, he's not original. He goes out there, he's bringing out Chance the Rapper every chance that he's got. Oh, Chance the Rapper here. Chance the Rapper here. He was going for the cheap pop. You know, again, to use a wrestling analogy, it's like when you go out there and you're like, who? If they were in Chicago, it would have been like Hulk Hogan be like, hey, well, let me tell you something, brother. Who's out there? Who loves the Chicago Bulls? And they're all just like, cheap pop. So you bring out Chance the Rapper, Chicago guy, you're going to get automatic crowd points. What Derrick Jones Jr. did, he goes out there, he brings out Bam Adebayo, puts him basically by the three-point line and jumps over him. Jumps over him. The still shots of how far Bam was from the basket and him jumping over a 6'9 man, 6'10 in shoes, was crazy, Leroy. It was a crazy amount of leaping ability. And he lost a point because of the damn missing of attempts. This Aaron Gordon, he's getting 50s left and right. 50s left and right. And he's missing attempts. What the hell was that?
Now, what do you have to say about, they said they were going to make it a draw, and somebody screwed up.
Listen, I don't know.
What if it had gone the other way, and they said they were?
Well, hey, you know what? If that's the problem, have Penny Hardaway be one of the guest judges. I don't know what to tell you.
He's busy at Memphis.
Hey, sorry. Did Dwayne Wade rig the dunk contest in Derrick Jones Jr.'s favor?
That's funny.
Did he?
That's what.
Maybe. Hey,
could you see?
Maybe he did.
Could you see D-Wade? I ain't going out like this.
Because I got to tell you, the video is quite damning.
Really?
Because they go and Kevin Garnett or Scottie Pippen and Chadwick Boseman, they all like, and Common, they all look at Dwayne Wade like, hey, man. Because it was supposed to, allegedly, according to Common and Candace Parker, put a couple of bus driver caps on them because they were looking to hose their fellow judges down.
Right.
They told ESPN, we agreed it was supposed to be a tie. Now, I don't know if that was going to result in a dunk off or two trophies. I don't know. I would have been fine with two trophies.
Yeah.
But here's what went down. They say they agreed it was supposed to be a tie. And Dwayne had said on the broadcast, I've been peer pressured into some of these votes, which I don't like. Judges should, I almost want them in little booths.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. They shouldn't be, they shouldn't be talking to each other.
Yeah, you get a 9 or a 10.
Wait, we're sitting here. Let me ask you a question. Were you entertained?
I was, very entertained.
That's it.
Very entertained.
That's all that matters.
But
it's entertainment. You're complaining about. Oh my god! It sounds like you're talking about Deontay Wilder and Fury.
It was. It was very boxing. It was very boxing. But
how the hell did he get a draw out of that?
Yeah. It was. It was basically like you had a judge from London who was like, Tyson Fury, he lost. You know, like. They had some. It was some definitely shenanigans maybe going on here because they said on the record to ESPN, Dwayne Wade, or that the judges were supposed to have a tie score. So it was supposed to be they were going to agree it was going to be a 48 because he too missed a dunk on Taco Fall. You know, that's what Aaron Gordon did, miss a lot of dunks,
and he clipped him by the way.
Yeah, he clipped him. So
he's 7'6".
No.
You bring him out there, you got to jump over him. Yeah, like, that's the whole part of the gimmick.
If you're going to go for broke, you got to do it. All right. In the Olympics, all right, if you try and put the high jump bar up a notch to try and get the gold medal, you don't get extra points if you knock it off. Sorry. All right. You went for broke. You tried to seal the deal. You couldn't do it. So they look at, so they say it's supposed to be a 48. The scores come up. 9 Dwayne Wade, 10 Common. 10 Candace Parker, 9 Chadwick Boseman, who, by the way, was the hardest to impress, and 9 for Scottie Pippen. And Scottie Pippen and Common look at Dwayne Wade like, hey, man! And Dwayne Wade gets the hell out of there. I mean, he was out.
Hey, did you send this text in?
No.
This is something you would say. Don't blame Wade for scoring dunks fairly and not being part of a conspiracy to be in some judge's pack to fix a tie.
Yeah. I agree. I'm going to be my own judge. I'm not here to be part of your pack, Common.
Why did he get out of there so fast?
I don't know. He had to get to his he had a spades tournament I think he was hosting. He had to get out.
Because wait, you know, he was smoozing with everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Soon as he put that 9 up, I'm out.
He did have to go back on TNT to address the situation with Kenny and everyone else.
Well, let's get to Kenny Smith.
Yeah.
Okay. This guy. All right. First of all, who made Kenny Smith the Lord of Dunks? Okay? Because this guy, he's so wishy-washy. He goes, that's a 50. That's a 50. Because
everything was a 50.
You heard the sound coming in. Kenny Smith says on Derrick Jones Jr. last dunk, that's a 50. Okay. It wasn't a 50. It ended up being a 48. So I want to know in Kenny Smith's mind, how that goes from a 50, and now all of a sudden it's egregious that when it wasn't a 50, Aaron Gordon deserves a 50 for his dunk. Here's the second problem with Kenny Smith. He's blind, okay? You can't have a blind guy being the Lord of Dunks because Kenny Smith, according to Kenny Smith, Aaron Gordon cleared Taco Fall. Now, I don't know about you, Leroy, but I watched that dunk competition, and Taco Fall, he gave Aaron Gordon a piggyback ride. That's what happened. He might as well have taken Aaron Gordon on a trip to the zoo because that's what I do with my son. I put him up on my shoulders. That's what happened. And so if you're allowed to go out there and just give piggyback rides and that's supposed to count for a dunk, I guess okay. If that's how you want to win, Aaron Gordon, you want to win by giving Taco Fall a piggyback ride. Okay. Now look, I'm not saying it wasn't a tough attempt. All right, he was exhausted. First of all, he was exhausted. You're an old man. Get in shape, okay? Because Derrick Jones Jr. could have gone all night. He goes out there and he tries to take his shoes off. He goes, it's over. Shaq has to convince him, go out there and take jump over Taco Fall. Now, all right, brave attempt. But hey, an attempt is not a completion.
That's why you can't face the guy jumping over you. Because they would have had to FCC it there.
Yeah. I mean, hey, congratulations. You dunked over two-thirds of Taco Fall. Congratulations, Aaron Gordon.
He should have went back. You know, it would have been cool.
Taco did fall.
It would have been cool if he'd have put Chance the Rapper next to Taco Fall to see how, you know.
Let me ask you, who was in the dunk contest? Was it Aaron Gordon or was it Chance the Rapper? Because he was brought him out there for every single dunk.
I'm more than sure Chance the Rapper can't touch the net.
This was Aaron Gordon during the dunk contest. It's Derrick Jones Jr. does an awesome dunk. He goes, oh, I'm going to do that dunk, except Chance the Rapper's going to be there. That's it. Like, he copied every dunk that Derrick Jones Jr. did, except Chance the Rapper was there. I'm sorry. I'm not gonna sit here and act like Derrick Jones Jr. didn't rightfully win the dunk contest. He did. More original, more difficult, better.
And how about the TikTok girls he brought out? They weren't even part of his dunk. They were from his dunk. At least when Derrick Jones Jr. brought out all these ladies to wish him happy birthday, they made like a runway for him.
Exactly.
For airplane mode. It was part of his dunk.
Yeah, way better use of the prop ladies. That's how you went out there. He had a runway set for him. Much better. Everything he did was better. And quite frankly, Connaughton probably should have been in the finals and not Aaron Gordon. 50s? We're giving 50s for missed dunks? I don't understand. Because he's like, I got four straight 50s. In my mind, that's a perfect score, and that should win the dunk contest. Well, you incorrect. Here's what the problem is. The way it started off is the judges were way too harsh early on. They got pressured by the crowd, and then all of a sudden, they wanted to be like I-9 and give trophies to everybody. They're like, you get a 50, and you get a 50, and you get a 50. No. He shouldn't have been getting the 50s left and right like he should have with all his misses.
Hey, next on Unsolved Mysteries, Bigfoot, JFK, Dwayne Wade's voting.
Look, was Dwayne Wade voting bias? Yes.
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 Yeah, and you know how we know? Because how fast he got up out of there.
Yes.
He went 9.
What? Yes.
Out.
But was his bias just? I believe so.
No.
Believe so. Because that Taco Fall dunk was not a perfect dunk. I'm sorry. It wasn't. Taco Fall was not cleared. And if you don't clear Taco Fall, that's the breaks.
The only way he was getting over Taco Fall is to put Chance the Rapper in front of Taco Fall, step on his back, and then jump.
Yeah, you should have used Taco Fall. You should have used Chance the Rapper as a ladder to get over Taco Fall, and then maybe we're talking about you as dunk champion. And I know he's upset. He's like, I should be here with two trophies. And look, that last dunk contest against Zach LaVine, one of the greatest showings I've ever seen. I mean, it was amazing.
I think this one was better.
Really? The Rock the Baby over the mascot was one of the coolest things I've ever seen.
The most incredible dunk I've seen is when he jumped, put his legs like he was sitting.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Like, yeah.
That was amazing. It was amazing.
That right there.
But, you know, that's Aaron Gordon. This is his, you know, he's so upset because this is his basketball highlight. And now he's saying afterwards, he goes, I retire from competition and I'm going to set my new goal in life. And that is the 3-point contest. It's like, well,
I'm telling you what, the 3-point contest.
Really good.
That's like they kind of, I'm kind of annoyed that they went from like having like 3 or 4 rounds to like two.
Yeah.
Like, so. Like, you said he used to cut it in half, done. 8 people, right? Now they go from 8 to 3?
Well, maybe it was because I was at Bare Knuckle, because I was watching everything on my phone between fights. I thought the night zoomed quick, the whole Saturday night.
It did. Like, there was less time in between, you know,
it was great.
Contests.
It was really great. But here's the thing, all right? You're Aaron Gordon. You're going to say, I retire from dunk contest and I want to get a 3-point contest win. It's like, bro, this is your goal. This is your basketball achievement that you want to knock off. You know what? If Derrick Jones Jr. didn't win that dunk contest, you want to know what his goal would have been? Championship. You want to know why? He's Heat culture. You're Magic culture.
Oh my god,
that's what you are. All right, you're Mickey Mouse culture. You want to go out there? It's a small world. La 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 la. It's all just good stuff. And this is what you're concerned about. You think Miami-Dade police is going to worry about whether or not Derek Jones Jr. got robbed? Of course not. You want to know why? Miami-Dade police too worried about Heat culture.
That's right? What he should have did. He should have started dunking over Looney Tunes.
And they did.
Leghorn, Foghorn.
They should get the right Nate Diaz. Make sure we get the correct Nate Diaz.
Wow.
You know?
That. Ooh, you want to talk about damage being done. Nate Diaz is like, yo, I'm in California. What did I get arrested for?
He jumped over Bam Adebayo from damn Broward County. It was so far. It was ridiculous. Then that between the leg tornado with the left hand jam. Oh my God. Then he then
off the backboard?
Who are the dudes with the tie dye? Who was that guy? Just random dude.
Just random tie dye dude.
Random tie dye dude. What a great alley oop off the backboard to Derrick Jones Jr. That was beautifully done. He was just better. That's it, Aaron. Hey, Aaron Gordon. He was just better. That's it. You know what? There's no shame in being second place. You're the second best dunker of the last 5 years. Great. No shame in that game. We're back after this. I love Dwayne Wade, man. That guy's so Heat culture.
I thought you were going to talk about Steve Miller.
No.
Steve Miller Band.
Is that what this is?
Yeah, I have the best of in my phone.
Really?
Yeah.
I like the Seal version.
I'll tell you, that was an upset for me.
The Seal version? No, man.
Seal version?
Yeah, Seal has a version of the song.
I thought that was, that was I Believe. I thought it was R. Kelly. My bad.
Well, because Derrick Jones is, you know.
Well, because I play
most. Oh, you know, he's black.
What about Space Jam?
Huh?
They're both Space Jam. I just got confused on the songs.
Oh, okay.
But you're right. Yeah, it is
good
Seal.
Good save.
Yeah. That's what I meant.
Like Boxburger.
Texters. People are very mad at me.
Yes.
People are very mad at me. Tobin, you always wake up ranting. I'm done with your little radio program. Get a life, man. That guy will be back.
That's not my favorite.
Well, the only one's working on President's Day, by the way.
he'll be back, sir.
Not only will he be back. But he gave you extra because he wasn't required to come in today.
This guy's name is John Manscabata. You guys can find him at Thumbs Up B if you guys want to follow him. He goes, Tobin, stop playing, man. Gordon had more style, was trying new things, had the best dunk of the night. DJJ did between the legs 4 times and won the dunk. Levine already did better, and I'm a Heat fan. I would say this, John Man, you're a bad Heat fan is what you are. You're a bad Heat fan.
Hey.
And you want to know something? Go root for the Magic. You like Aaron Gordon so much. How about that? He had the best dunk. What? What was the best dunk of the night? The one he copied? The one because you're saying that Derrick Jones Jr. is out there copying Zach LaVine. I got straight plagiarism going on right in front of him. Derrick Jones Jr. does a dunk, and Aaron Gordon does that dunk with Chance the Rapper. Get the hell out of here.
By the way, somebody pointed out something else.
Mm.
Was more who should have got the dunk contest?
Hmm.
CP3.
Oh, dude.
What
was that?
It hung on the rim? Like,
that was crazy.
Wait, he hadn't dunked in 10 years.
I know.
Like, an alley-oop?
You know what's funny, too? When the lady asked the question, I think it was, is Allie LaForce, Robbie?
Yeah, that's who was doing the sideline. Yeah.
Yeah, she asked him about, well, where'd that come from? And you could tell, like, he was a little annoyed that she asked it like that.
Right.
But it's just the facts, man. I don't know what to tell you.
Right.
I don't know what to tell you. You are now Dwayne Wade. When everybody calls, when Dwayne Wade was being called vintage for the last, 8 years of his career, this is you now. So anytime you do something a little athletic, people are going to be like, whoa, Chris Paul, crazy.
I don't remember even doing that in his prime.
I don't either. Quite frankly, you're right.
I can't remember. Anybody, can you remember Chris Paul dunking?
I don't.
Right.
I don't. Why would he? He had Lob City. He threw the lobs. He didn't go get the lobs.
Right.
Doesn't make any sense.
Right.
So, yeah, that was definitely surprising in last night's All-Star game.
My favorite text. Mm. I should say it again. Tobin is Foghorn Leghorn. # chicken lips. Always makes me laugh. I don't know why. It doesn't even make sense.
You know what made me upset? Because you guys call me a peacock pirate, which I don't even know what that means. But
whoa, the hat!
So
wait, he sent us a picture.
So I'm at Barry University on Friday, and shout out to them. The Buccaneers had me throw out the first pitch,
right?
And they rolled out the red carpet, Leroy.
Really?
It was great. I waltz in there. They give me some gear. They give me like they give me official team gear. It was great. And then they give me this hat. And I've told you, listen, they're the Buccaneers, but their mascot is Bucky, Bucky the Parrot. But little have I ever realized, ever since being called a peacock pirate on this show, that peacock pirate and parrot pirate are quite similar.
It was the funniest thing. I'm like, they've been training him for years. He didn't even realize it.
It is a colorful parrot wearing a pirate's hat.
Yes.
I was a little taken back by it. I was like, the irony is slapping me in the face a little too hard on
this. You could wear that hat, right?
Oh, I've been wearing it all over the place.
Oh, my goodness.
I love it. I love my Barry Buccaneers hat. But they gave us the big intro. It was fantastic. A lot of players listened to the show. I was getting, people were up there. We were talking NBA. They had players who were for the Sixers and Celtics. We were talking trash with them. All the Heat fans on the team were blowing them up. It was fantastic. What a great time.
Oh, man.
What a great time.
And it seemed like there was a lot of people there.
It was a good time. It was right. it was homecoming week. It was one of those things where we had a nice little get together. They do the intro, threw from the mound, didn't bounce it, threw a better pitch than Ed Orgeron.
Oh my goodness!
Ed Orgeron was out there. We're going to come out there. We're going to give him the split finger right in the dirt. Go Tiger! But he can do no wrong. Who cares if Ed really? Orgeron throws a terrible pitch?
You know what? Could he do anything wrong? He's from there. He went to school there, won a national championship there, and he tells it like it is.
Yeah.
That's Louisiana. He could do no. He could have rolled that ball up.
Yep. So there's that. That was a fun day. Speaking of baseball, Rob Manfred.
Oh, boy.
Oh!
Rob Manfred. Can I ask you something? Who emotes weasel more than Rob Manfred in sports?
Even when you look at him.
He's just... You know,
so but here's the thing. There are certain people that could deliver a message, and even if that message you don't agree with, you know they're legitimately being sincere.
Right.
And then there's people that you always think they're trying to cover something up. And just hearing him talk,
he's sniveling.
He could have just put it out there. Like, look, man, I wanted to get the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And in order to get the entire truth, as in anything, in court, in law, in whatever, sometimes some people are going to get away with some of their crimes so that we can get to the bottom of it. Everybody knows that. Everybody knew what he had to do as far as the players. Because you're not going to be able to prove all this from the player's standpoint, but you can penalize the franchise, the organizations, for partaking in it, right? So you got to let somebody off, right? We all know this. We all know this is the cost of doing business and getting to the bottom of the truth.
Right.
He delivers that message, and you're like, you feel, ugh.
Yeah, it's not a great look of leadership from him. And to say like, oh, well, we did, what they're dealing with in the shame is enough. It's like,
no, it's not.
What shame? Like, Carlos Correa is hosing down Cody Bellinger.
Right.
He goes, hey, bro, how about you don't have throwing errors during the World Series? It's like, first of all, Astros, no one's taking your trophies away. All right, nobody's taking your rings away.
Even, right.
Can you just eat it? Like, right. Don't go out there and call
Correct.
Everybody a sore loser.
Correct.
They have the right to be sore losers in this
Correct.
Case. And that I find very bothersome. You have the owner out there saying, this didn't affect the game. I didn't say it didn't affect the game. Affect the game. It affected the game. I don't know if it affected the game.
You have a lot of people put in a lot of uncomfortable positions, but that's what warrants it. Like, somebody needs to stand up out of it. A player, an owner, a manager, whoever from that organization needed to stand up, put down the piece of paper, not read from a piece of paper, and tell it like it is. And be real about it, okay? Because at that point, when they're all talking, they're guilty already.
Yeah.
The fines have been handed out. Eat it. And nobody did. They ran for, oh, it's time to move forward. We're not going to. Yo, man, look. And I'm like this. If y'all don't take my championship, right? If y'all don't take my championship, I'm good.
Yeah.
I'll fess up to it. I'm going to say, look, here's what we did. It probably wasn't the right thing to do. That being said, okay, as long as I've talked about baseball, and I've been a fan of baseball, I've watched baseball growing up, love baseball, right? As long as I've been a fan of it, there's always been some angle of somebody cheating in some kind of way.
Right.
Right? So it's like the sport that tries to be the most honest, but have the most dishonest things going on within the sport.
But even I think, like, you know, people have said, well, is this worse than the steroid era and all that stuff? And I thought, you know, the point was, you know, in the steroid era, like, it was, first of all, it wasn't against the rules. Nobody had a banned list of substances. It was just looked upon as, you know, this is something that, you know, is taking away the sanctity of the game.
Right.
The other thing is, you know, it really was at a point where it felt like everybody was juicing. You know, like, everybody really was on a pretty fair playing field when it came to steroids.
Right.
With this, I'm sure there's a lot of sign stealing going around, but there are just people that probably
went over the top.
They go up and take it, much like the Patriots. Like, I'm sure there's a lot of shenanigans that go down between, but they're just, they take it a little extra.
Well, because they're winning. Okay.
Yeah.
So let's.
Well,
let's,
yeah. I mean, like,
if you're cheating, right, and you're the Baltimore Orioles.
Or the Marlins.
Right. Or the Marlins, we laugh at you.
Right.
Silly. Silly team.
Like,
silly
what
guy.
Are you doing?
Right. But if you win the World Series and you're doing the same stuff. But, like, come on, man. Look, baseball, you are what you are. Okay. As long as baseball's been around, people have been finding ways to try to get an advantage. Either with seals. Sign stealing, it is with cork bats,
spitballs,
steroids, rubbing pine tar on the ball, putting it under your hat. Everybody, they're always trying to do something. Hidden ball trick.
No, I love the hidden ball trick.
Right, like
Todd Jones.
There's always these little schemes going on to get an out or a hit or move a baser, move a runner over.
Yeah,
like, okay,
but it is strange that in these days, like, I'm like, man, I kind of miss Bud Selig, and Bud Selig was a boob, like this guy. But because this guy just goes up there, I'm just like, ugh. Every time Manfred opens his mouth, I'm just like, nothing feels on the level
now,
with this guy.
Keep in mind, I will say this, that sometimes the position that you hold, that denotes that, like, regardless of what you say, nobody's gonna believe you, okay. That being said, like, man, look, if I hear this from one more, you're talking about a sport that throws balls at people when you celebrate too much.
Yep.
Throws balls at people, okay, if they have a problem with you. Yet, the commissioner will sit in front of a TV and say, what are we showing the youth of today and the kids? Okay, I say, hey, you know what? I would have more respect for you if you would have came out and said, hey, these rules of the game are garbage. They make us look bad.
Yep.
All the fighting and the bench-clearing brawls and the bat swinging and the throwing of baseballs at one another. Why? Because you trotted around for a home run too slow.
You're
showboated. Right. Right? Guess what? How about this? They have group celebrations in football. Does anybody fight? Does anybody, after your celebration is too good, do they run on the field and fight you?
The only time I ever remember that is, and that wasn't a group celebration, it was Terrell Owens.
Oh, but that's too far. Again, too much.
That's too much?
What?
Going to the star?
We had a guy take out a cell phone! And nobody thought, let's kick his ass. Right?
That was a great
idea. In baseball. Right? The guy trots too slow. The fans go crazy. They start cheering his name. He looks at it too long. Looks at the ball too long that he hit 400 feet. You get to the bench and say, you know what's got to happen, right?
Nothing made me more mad than when they shamed Jose Fernandez for pimping his home run.
Right! The guy's a pitcher. A pitcher hits a home run. Now they feel they got to throw at him? And you want to talk about the impression you were giving to young kids? Shut up with that!
We're back after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.